Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and 5 years later, and they are back. It's Cars 2, and this time Lightning McQueen and his buddy Mater, well, they head overseas for the super big race, but they get caught up in the middle of some stuff that they need to take care of first.
Finn Mac Missile, British Intelligence.
So Mater, average intelligence.
Welcome to Tokyo International Airport.
Listen, this isn't Radiator Springs.
These Americans are clearly master spies.
Oh, you've got to be joking.
So, as you can guess, there are cars here, cars there, and cars everywhere. And as ridiculous as it sounds, it's all the cars that bothered me in the first movie. Oh, sure, kids can be easily distracted by bright colors and the sound of vroom vroom, but us adults wouldn't mind a bit more excitement, and the world of cars just doesn't cut it. Now, if this was about the secret life of cars when us humans aren't looking, that would be really cool. But as it is, there are no humans in sight. Well, having said that, there are a couple of improvements this time. First, you can actually kind of sort of understand what Mater is saying. My guess, even though he'd never admitted, he must have had some speech therapy lessons along the way. And second, the story is a bit more interesting with the whole international intrigue stuff. So if you liked the first movie, you'll probably like this one, and if you didn't, this one probably isn't for you. Now moving right along from the light and fluffy G-rated movie onto one not even close, it's Bad Teacher starring Cameron Diaz, who hates being a teacher, until Justin Timberlake shows up as the new substitute teacher, and she makes it her one and only mission to snag him.
Elizabeth, you shouldn't be teaching. I mean, I can't think of anyone less suited to being a teacher.
I don't need a blackboard or a classroom to set an example. So stupid.
Morons! Things are about to change around here. Recess is over.
So, there are a few things to know about this movie. First, yes, of course, Cameron Diaz is absolutely gorgeous. Second, the movie, well, not nearly as funny as you think it would be. And last, not even Justin Timberlake can make an Argyle sweater rock. Now, there are some way obvious funny moments in this, but as the movie drags on, it all just turns pretty annoying, which got me thinking, what if Bad Teacher is just a very clever test of us adults to see if we would actually think we need to go see this movie, actually spend money to go see this movie, and actually sit through the entire thing when your mind is silently screaming, "This is just 90 minutes I'm never gonna get back." If so, I miserably failed the test. But you don't have to. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Bad Teacher is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.